In the meantime, Damascus has slammed the U.S.-Turkish plan to establish a buffer zone in northern Syria as a flagrant attack on the country's sovereignty and territorial integrity. Syrian Foreign Ministry urged the United Nations to condemn the move. It says that Syrian Kurds have accepted to, quote, become a tool in the aggressive U.S.-Turkish project, bear a historic responsibility. Meanwhile, the U.N. Special Envoy for Syria has expressed deep concerns over a possible military intervention in northern Syria. Geir Pedersen warned that any such move will have severe humanitarian consequences in an area that has already witnessed years of military activity, displacement, droughts, and floods.
After heated negotiations, Turkey and the U.S. agreed on the creation of Turkey's long-awaited demand, a safe zone at the Syrian northern border. The two NATO allies will work together to address the threats affecting Turkey, from the YPG militants to preventing the militant group from establishing a Kurdish corridor and an autonomous area. Ankara and Washington said refugees will be able to return to the area and live in this safe corridor. The announcement of the agreement came in joint statement by Turkish Defense Ministry and American Embassy in Ankara. It is stated that the two sides had agreed after 3 days of extensive meetings to initiate a Turkey-based operations center to start as soon as possible to establish the peace zone.
The delegations agreed on the rapid implementation of initial measures to address Turkey's security concerns to set up as soon as possible a joint operations center in Turkey to coordinate and manage the establishment of the safe zone together, and that the safe zone shall become a peace corridor.
The two sides had disagreed on several issues and did not mention when would the process start, and avoided to speak on Turkey's threats of a cross-border operation. However, Turkey seemed adamant to push YPG forces away from its borders through a military operation. Analysts say the U.S. is trying to prevent it from doing so by addressing its concerns.
This agreement is not the final one. A lot of points were not discussed, and it seems obvious that the U.S. is trying to contain Turkey's anger and stop it from launching another military operation on Syria. Therefore, no agreement was reached on how far would that zone extend into Syria, who would control it, and the fate of the SDF forces.
Washington and Ankara have been at loggerheads concerning the creation of the safe zone, given the presence of YPG forces that are supported by the U.S. and considered a terrorist group by Turkey. Ankara says the YPG is a Syrian extension of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, PKK, and poses a threat to its national security. The U.S. and Turkey finally found a common ground on the safe zone issue. However, key points are still vague, such as the depth of this zone and who will command forces patrolling the area after its creation. Rashan Saglam, Press TV, Istanbul.